Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Oh, what a beautiful day it is. Happy, happy Tuesday to you. It is the Chad Benson Show. We're waiting for reaction from the Ninth Circuit Court on the travel ban slash Muslim ban slash pause slash whatever you want to call it. Depends on what side of the aisle you're on. We're waiting for that. They heard it today via phone. So, because it was hurriedly put together. And now we're just waiting for some sort of reaction. And people are standing around and they're debating this as if this matters. It does not matter to you. It does not matter to you. It doesn't. It does, Chad. You got to understand. People are coming here. Look, it doesn't. First and foremost, it doesn't matter because it's going to the Supreme Court. So let's just, right? Like, are we all agreed now that a good portion of what he is going to do over the next 4 years is going to wind up at the Supreme Court? Is that the way? And that's, you know, look, I'm all about the, you know, us having equal branches of government. But there's some truth that Judge Gorsuch such said is that too many people nowadays, and a good majority of liberals, are using the court system to fight their battles. They don't get the answer they like through the voters. They'll take it to the courts. They'd rather get it from the voters. But if it doesn't come from the voters, we're taking it to the courts, kids. We're taking it to the courts. Here we go. Here we go. We're on our way. No stopping us now. This is all going there. And I think a good portion. And look, he is going to be fought tooth and nail. Somebody texted me earlier, 323-538-2423, and said, you know what? If no matter what he does, somebody's going to complain. Never going to make anybody happy. Can't. Never going to happen. Can't make anybody happy. This administration, for all of its faults, and it has had some missteps in the first couple weeks, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to be these other people who trudge along and say, it's the greatest thing in the world. It's amazing. It's blah, 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 blah. That's not me. They've had some missteps. They've definitely are trying to find their legs, get their legs underneath them. They've had some issues. But the amount, I read an article yesterday that says, on average, the president of the United States gets about a 7-month honeymoon, meaning before people start to criticize, there's a 7-month period or so before they start saying, well, wait a minute here. He didn't get 7 hours. He didn't get 7 minutes. The criticism came from the time he said, so help me God, it was on. So for the next 4 years, this is what we're going to get. We're going to get arguments. We're going to get fights. We're going to get all kinds of things. And we're going to get a lot of court battles. We're going to get a lot of court battles. And to me, that doesn't make me excited. It doesn't. Kind of bums me, actually. But this is what people want, right? They want this division. They want it their way. Now, understand this. Eventually, Democrats, you're going to have a chance where you're going to have somebody in office. You're aware of that. Are you going to be thrilled by these kind of tactics? Would you be thrilled? I think it's a fair question. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I just, it's sad that we just can't get to the point in our lives where we get along-ish and we can act mature. We can absolutely act somewhat mature. I don't see that. Even today on Facebook and social media, I'll be honest. I put my stuff out there. You know, I talk about stuff and we've got a poll up right now. And I try not to pay. I'll go on there periodically and through the day. Some days, you know, sporadic. And other days, I'll pay more attention to it. But it is getting tougher and tougher. And I don't know how many people have unfriended me or have, you know, I just sit there and I take their feed off because I just don't want to see it anymore. You know, it sucks. It's like, when did we become so immature? Like, when did that happen? Was there a moment in time in politics that we became this immature that we can't have a conversation? I don't know if you guys saw the pictures of our last president who is hanging out with this guy named Richard Branson. You don't know who he is. Virgin. He owns Virgin Records, Virgin Airlines, Virgin Cola, Virgin Radio. I don't know what else they have. What else do they have? A lot of stuff, I'm sure. It's worth several $1 billion, and he's got his own private island. Richard Branson is his name, and they were hanging out. And he's been gone a little over 2 weeks. He looks like he's 10 years younger. He's got a smile on his face. He looks like he's 10 years younger. That job is just, I don't know why anybody would want that job. The ego you must have. Because it's ego-driven, right? I mean, is that fair to say that it's an ego-driven position? And there's probably not been anybody in the White House that's got an ego as big as Trump does. Probably not. But you'd have to have a little bit of ego, right? You just don't go there with, I really want to, aw, shucks. Probably Truman was the last, aw, shucks, I don't want to be here person. He was probably the last. But, man, he looks 10 years. He looks 10 years younger, all from being gone for 2 weeks. God bless Trump's hair, but I don't even know what that's going to look like by the end of this thing. I don't. I do not. I do not. We have so much stuff we're still to get to tonight. Again, Betsy DeVos was sworn in today as the education secretary. So another piece of the cabinet's been added, and she's been the one that I think a lot of Democrats really kind of stake there. This is the fight we know we can win. This is the fight we think we can win. This is the fight that can stall everything because we need to find one more vote because they got two Republicans to jump ship and they needed one more and they tried their hardest, but there was no way it was going to happen. And that was very much a situation where I looked at somebody like Trump and I thought, man, he got his way there. I wasn't a huge fan of hers. I didn't think she was horrible, but I thought she wasn't really well prepared. On a scale of 1 to 10, I gave her about a 5 or a 6. I want somebody who's a 9 or a 10. Now, she could prove me wrong, and I hope she does. I hope she proves me wrong. I would love to be sitting here in 2 years and go, wow, she's really transformed this in a positive way, the education system and everything, but I don't know. But she's for choice. So she got through today with Mike Pence breaking the tie. It was 50-50, and Pence, of course, got a vote. He got to do something besides go on the Sunday morning shows and translate what Trump said and what he meant to say and what he actually said. So a lot of stuff still, and we're still waiting the travel moratorium, travel ban, Muslim ban, Muslim moratorium ban. That's a good name for a ban. We're still waiting to hear from the Ninth Circuit Court, which is the most liberal in the land. We'll hear from, I'm sure, in the next little bit. In less than an hour, this is the only town hall that I'm interested in watching because I didn't care about Pelosi and Ryan. I didn't care about any of those. But, you know, tonight it's that opening band you go to where you're like, man, this is great. The opening band's way better. And it's Cruz versus Sanders. I don't know how they've pitted them against each other. I don't know if there's they should have made him hold like a weigh-in like they do in boxing where they're both in their underwear and then they scream, 183 pounds, and they flex. But they didn't do that. But that's going to be in a little while. That to me is interesting. I bet you we're going to get some sound bites. And as much as Bernie is entertaining, and we all love Bernie, I'm here to tell you we all love Bernie. But I will say this. I wouldn't want to go up against Cruz. Trump had an easier time with Cruz because Trump made it personal, and he was speaking to a group of people that look at Cruz and think, that you've been there and you're part of the problem, not part of the solution. Where he's going up against somebody who's been there a long time, and you're going to have to debate that. I wouldn't. Cruz is that guy's extra brilliant. I think Dershowitz that said when he had him in class that by the second year in law school or the first year in law school, he knew more about the law than anybody else in there? That's a smart kid right there. I say kid. He's younger than me. How's that make me feel? Sad, actually. Very sad. Very sad. You know what makes me feel happy? Helping you. It's what I do. That's how I roll. That's who I am. Chad, how are you helping me? Let me tell you. You're hiring right now. You're struggling to find the right hire. Well, I got something for you right here. Right here. It's called ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job one place and take a long time, muddle through everything, not find that right hire, or You can do the right thing by going to ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job with one single click to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter. You can find candidates in any city, industry, nationwide. Just post once. Watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface, which is important because you are busy. Super busy. You don't have time to be juggling phone calls and emails. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Oh, man, I'm telling you, it is the best way to go. Trust us, we are doing it now, and it is amazing to see the people roll in here for my company that we're using. It is so much, it's like it's eye-opening. And if you think about it, posting to one place, why would you want to do that? 200. Now, right now, the Chad Benson Show listeners, you people out there, if you go to ZipRecruiter.com, you can sign up for free and post your job for free. ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time. Try it for free. Chad Benson Show listeners, ZipRecruiter.com/report. Post your job for free today. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Mom.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
I love Stewie. Hey, producer Phil, what's going on out there? It's 73 degrees and you guys are going to have snow?
I didn't look at the weather forecast.
Like, what's that
I just
about?
Happened to look at my phone and it's 72 degrees out here.
Yeah, like D.C., Roanoke, Virginia Beach is even 60. Wilmington, Charlotte. I mean, you guys got like Florida came to D.C. And then apparently there's going to be some snow rolling on it. That's just crazy. Does it feel lovely?
I don't know. I haven't been outside all day.
Go outside and just stare. Oh, you should go outside. It's beautiful. I mean, it's 77 here, but it's always like that. So I don't want to tempt you with my great weather here. I'm just letting you guys know that. That's all about that. That right there, kids, is global warming. Speaking of global warming, let's laugh
Thursday
about this
morning.
For just a second. God, that's so British weather right there. Like today, it's going to be 63 degrees outside, and then tomorrow it's going to be minus 12. All right, fantastic. Back to the news. Global warming, climate change, whatever you want to call it. It's always settled science. Now you've got a guy that is a former scientist. He was one of the head scientists for NOAA. These are the people that go to all of these politicians everywhere. And he's come out and said, look, we played with the numbers. And this is not a guy that is like, okay, he was some, you know, some third rate, nobody knew who he was kind of thing. No, this was a guy who was one of the upper echelons in NOAA. And he's come out and said, look, we played with the data and we did so in a way that would cause world leaders to get a reaction. Now, to me, and this is just me, and he's a whistleblower. And this guy was the director of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association Centers for Environmental Information. So here's the thing. That's not coming from you. Right? You're not making that call. Like a scientist may go up to the pharmaceutical reps up there, the big wigs up there in the boardroom, and may say, look, this stuff's not working. Every time we give this person this thing for these pills, their hair falls out and their eyes spin in circles. You better jimmy rig it a little bit here because we need to make this thing work because we're $4 billion into this thing and we're losing money hand over fist and we're all going to be out of a job. So you go back and you make it work. This is what they've done. That didn't come. He didn't take that up on his own. He didn't take that up on his own. He says, look, You know, our new analysis suggests that apparent hiatus may have been largely the result of limitations in the past data sets, and that the rate of warming over the first 15 years of the century has, in fact, been faster than seen over half of the 20th century. Well, hold on a second. Why did they do that? Because they wanted to get a reaction. That's what he said. He said, I said that because we needed to get people a reaction. We needed to get people a reaction. We wanted to get people to act, world leaders to act. This is why people struggle with global warming. Because every time, you know, you get, oh, it's settled science. First of all, that settled science thing, and when they came up with that 97%, it was none of these people that like this guy, who's an actual scientist that focuses on environment and climate. It was a bunch of scientists that were, they were engineers, and they were scientists, and they were dealing with everything from, you know, from rocket fuel to all kinds of stuff that they did a quiz with. A little, hey, here, fill this paperwork out. What do you think of this? Well, that may be plausible. I don't know. So that entire thing is a, that's what that was. But this guy's coming out and saying he's playing with the data, and I don't care if you're making it seem like the pause wasn't real or you're making it seem like it's going too fast. When you start playing with data, you lose credibility. That's why people don't trust. You lose credibility. Fake news, fake numbers. Fake news, fake numbers. Guess what? I don't believe it. I don't buy it anymore. This is the guy that was, again, this was the dude that was the dude. He was the director of the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, the National Center for Environmental Information. And he came out in 2015, and, you know, they did this, and his conscience essentially told him, we played with the numbers. We dilly-dallied the numbers because we wanted to get a reaction from the world leaders that was needed. That comes on from high. I'm sorry. I think a lot of people out there, especially when it comes to certain things like the environment, always feel the ends justify the means. We need to take better care of our environment. Absolutely, 110%. Don't crap where you eat. But give me the truth. That's all I ask. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBensonSon. The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right. One more! I told you we're gonna bring this sucker home, and we brought it home.
That's Tom Brady today in the snow. I don't know how many people showed up there. Quite a few, I'm assuming. The Patriots celebrate their fifth Super Bowl after their historic victory the other night over the Atlanta Falcons. You know, something that was very interesting about Tom Brady is Giselle, his wife, has begged him on numerous occasions to quit. You've done enough. Quit. Now there's no reason. Go out on top. There is zero reason to stay around anymore. Go out on top. Go out. Got to get out of here. Get out of here. Go out on top. Zero reasons for you to stick this out. And he told his wife, no, I'm having too much fun. And that right there is a huge thing. Obviously this year he was amazing. Right? Missed those four games, but, you know, what, 28 touchdown passes, two interceptions, led him to the Super Bowl, his fifth, solidifying him as probably the greatest quarterback of all time. I don't find it to be any, about a million. Boston police say about a million people out there today, too, in the snow. But he said, I'm having too much fun. You have no idea as an athlete. Like, that right there is huge. I knew I didn't want to play anymore when I stopped having fun. My knees were hurt. I didn't want to go through another surgery to have my knees scoped. And quite frankly, I wasn't having fun anymore. You ask any athlete, they'll tell you the same thing. I never once got paid to play a game. Never once in my life did I ever get paid to play. But I sure in the hell got paid to practice. Practicing is what it's at. He's having fun, right? The day he stops having fun, he'll know. You ask any athlete. Some athletes hold on because they fear the other side, right? What's on the other side? What am I going to do? I'm not going to have anything. We do that in life. Doesn't matter what you are. You've been at a business for, you know, in an industry for 30 years, and you're retiring, and they're giving you that gold watch, and, you know, maybe you've got a nice little pension and a 401k. Your house is paid off. You can do all that traveling. But there's a fear factor out there. Somebody like Brady has, I guarantee you, tomorrow, if Brady says, I'm done, he's got anything he wants in front of him. Anything he wants. But he's having fun. Sometimes your body tells you it's time to retire. You may still have the urge to play. You may still love it. You may still have fun playing the game, but you don't have fun Monday mornings, Tuesday mornings, Wednesday mornings. By Thursday, you're barely walking. By Friday, you're doing okay. By Saturday, you're feeling better. And by Sunday, you go through the whole thing again. But you're having fun. But sometimes your body's like, yeah, it's no more. When I left, I was like, when I was done playing soccer, I was like, eh. In fact, not only did I leave, I was telling producer Anthony this. I said, I was done with the game. I didn't watch a game for years. I didn't kick a ball. I didn't pick a ball up. I didn't do anything. I didn't do any of that. Now, soccer gave me, you know, through all the stuff and the trials and the tribulations of my life and the things that I went through, and we've talked about it before, you know, as a child, when going through all the years I went through of molesting and all these kind of things that happened to me. Soccer was an escape, and soccer gave me an avenue to escape a lot of the things, and it gave me an opportunity to see the world, and I was grateful for it. But when I was done, I was done. There was no regrets. Tom Brady doesn't feel that. I think all of us, right? You get to that point in life, like, I'll know when it's time to turn off the microphone, when I'm not having fun, when I dread coming to work. Right now, I love what I do. I wake up every day with a smile on my face. I just re-upped for more time for Phil and I to do the Phil and Chad and Anthony Crazy Wild radio show. I love what I do. I wake up in the morning. I have trouble sleeping at night because I get excited because of all the cool stuff we're going to do. And I get to hang out with my friends and I get to do all this great stuff. I'm a blessed man. I find out the harder I work, the more blessed I become. But the truth is, I love what I do. I have fun. If it wasn't fun, I don't know if I'd do it. Some point in time, you just got to go, Sometimes your body tells you, right? Sometimes, man, you just can't make that throw anymore. You can't make that run. Sometimes you can't keep up with the young, you know, guys and gals in the office because you just can't do it. But I understand where Brady's coming from. Look, Giselle, you're beautiful to look at, but I still love doing what I do. I wish more people were like that. I think more people need to aspire to finding where your fun is in life. What's your dream? Stop living in fear. What is your dream? Doesn't matter what your dream is. Find out how you can achieve that dream. I'm amazed, though. And let me tell you something. Being in the situation that Tom Brady is, he's playing for a guy. And here's a perfect example. This is the most animated you'll hear Bill Belichick. But listen to what he says in this cut about work ethic, if you will, and, about no days off. Take a listen.
These players, they worked harder than any team I've ever coached. They came to work every day, and there were no days off. 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 Go Pats!
You got to love what you're doing to have no days off, right? You got to love that. You ask anybody who's ever played a sport at a level like, you know, playing in the NFL or any of these things, you know it's over when preseason comes around and you're dreading it. You know that you need a change in life when Sunday afternoon starts to turn into Sunday evening and you start getting that pit in your stomach because you hate what you do and you dread getting up Monday morning and you only live for Friday nights and Saturdays and early Sunday through the midday and the rest of the time you dread what you do. Life is too short to sit around and just have it just suck. Some of it's out of necessity, but I, you know what? I've always pushed myself. I have. I mean, Tom Brady, you think about this for a second. Tom Brady could go home today. 7 Super Bowl appearances. What has he got? 3 MVPs, 3 Super Bowl MVPs. I don't even know if there's an argument anymore about who's the greatest quarterback of all time. He's still playing at a high level. He doesn't have any concussions, right? That are notable. He's had a few injuries, but by and large, he's going to be fine. Why wouldn't you say, hey, enough? Because he loves it. He's driven. If you love what you do and you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. I just found that to be interesting. Off a little tangent there. We're still waiting to hear what's going on with Trump's was it moratorium? Is that what we're calling it? The Muslim ban moratorium, travel ban, atorium, palooza. It's in the 28,000th district court in space, and they're going to decide whether or not it should go to the Supreme Court of the United States. There has been nothing yet. They have, I guess they got together, about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago via the phone. So the 9th district court here on the West Coast, a very liberal, super liberal, uber, the most liberal of all the courts. If you are against the ban, it landed in the right court for you. Now, in saying that, it's going to go to the Supreme Court. But there's not been a ruling. There will be a ruling. They're saying they're waiting for any moment for this ruling to come in. I don't know how it's going to be. Well, I do. Let me phrase that. I'd be lying. I know how it's going to end. It's the 9th district court. Very liberal. 3 liberal justices. Even though there is precedent. Congress has given the power, not to this president, but to many presidents, to decide who gets to come into our country. It's in the Constitution. Still doesn't matter. They're going to say it's due process. They're going to say there's a means test because of the things he said about Muslims in the past and radical Islam, and that there's that means test there. So essentially, they're going to say, we're going to make sure that the ban is not in place, and then it'll eventually get kicked up to the Supreme Court, and that's where they'll have to decide it. And you never know. It's all about interpretation at this point in time. It is. So you never know. Because how many people out there thought with Justice Roberts being on there that Obamacare would go away? He interpreted it in a different way, and now everybody on the conservative side hates Justice Roberts because he's the reason that we have Obamacare, is the way that they look at it. You just don't know. You don't. You don't know. But I know tonight, I'm fairly certain that, and by the way, too, if you're on the left and they uphold the ban, they say, you know what, this ban is fine. He's got the constitutional ally behind him and the right to do this. And the Congress has given this to presidents in the past. If they uphold this, you're screwed. Because if the most liberal court in the land won't give it to you, what do you think Supreme Court's going to do? Just a question. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Wrap it up! Get you ready for hump day. Chad Benson Show.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
We're wrapping up on this beautiful Tuesday. We are still awaiting the decision when it comes to the travel moratorium, travel ban, Muslim ban, whatever you want to call it. Depends on what side of the aisle, I guess, you look at. I call it the pause button on what's going on as far as travel amongst the 7 nations, of which the 7 nations, the Obama administration, were the ones who were really focused on these nations and actually said, hey, there needs to be more scrutiny of the people coming here from places like Yemen, Somalia, Iran, Iraq, Syria. You know, got to have a little bit more scrutiny because we've identified that maybe, just maybe, there's some issues here. So we're still waiting. It's in the Ninth Circuit Court. I'm sure sometime tonight it'll come out. And who knows? I maybe it comes out during the Cruz Bernie Sanders town hall. And that'll give them something to talk about. And when it comes to constitutional law, that'll be interesting. Because Cruz, there are not a lot of guys out there. Not a lot of guys or gals out there that have his knowledge and the enormity of what he understands in the law. I think it's crazy. But the thing about the law is it's very much one of those things where it's all how you interpret things, right? Isn't it like anything though in life? Like how you, like a perfect example. And I think this is a perfect, you know what? This may be the best example of anything when it comes to the interpretation. Text message. You get a text message from somebody and you interpret it a way that maybe it wasn't meant to be, but you've interpreted it as it meant this. It's words on a paper, right? We're interpreting stuff that's words on a paper. Maybe it was meant this way. Maybe it wasn't. How many of you out there have interpreted a text message wrong? Maybe it was sarcasm, but you didn't pick the sarcasm up because there's no emotion inside of the letters that were texted to you. Maybe it was meant a certain way. It was meant to be cute. It was meant to be fun. It was meant to be loving, and you took it a wrong way. You got bent out of shape. We've all done it. We've all done that. We've all sent something to somebody, a friend, a loved one, whatever it was, and we've done that. And in doing that, we've sent them something, or you've got something from them, and it's blown up, or it's caused some sort of strife, and they've interpreted one way, you meant it another way, or vice versa, and all of a sudden, boom. That's what law is. That's what law, especially when you're looking at the Constitution. People are trying to interpret what people wrote hundreds of years ago and how they think that they meant it to be. And we could all say, well, you know, you go back and you could read through history of this, that, and the other. Yeah, you can. You can go back and read through history on some of these things, right? How these people were in real life. And you think, okay, I think I've got enough of a background of one of the authors here that I think he meant this. But you're still interpreting, right? Because you know your girlfriend, your wife, your husband, your friend. You know them, right? So you think they meant this, but you still took it a different way. Interpretation. That's what the law is. People are going to interpret it completely different. It wasn't written black and white. It's this, it means this, it means this, it means this. There is no other thing than this, this, this. No, it wasn't. It was great enough that it gave us a roadmap, but it was also vague enough that it gave us arguments. It's all about interpretation. Absolutely. Let's wrap it up with something weird tonight. This is the weirdest thing. So you've got a woman, her name's Casey Oxendine. She recorded a video from the security footage inside of the Carrboro Early School on Friday that shows a woman adjusting her top and bringing Oxendine's 3-month-old son to her chest and breastfeeding him. That's weird, all right? That's weird. I'm sorry. Apparently, Oxendine works at the daycare center as a pre-kindergarten teacher. On Friday, she went there with her son, told the teacher that he was constipated when the other woman working in the nursery asked if she could breastfeed the boy to see whether it would help. She said no twice, but the lady went and did it anyways. She said that she had a son and didn't want to do anything wrong, right? She goes, I want her to put my child to her breast and breastfeed. What, are you kidding me? And I said, no, that's nasty. We don't do things like that. That is the weirdest thing in the world. I'm sorry. Who was it a few years ago? What star did that in like Africa? where they had, you know, they let somebody, was it, oh God, I'm trying to think. It was one of the Latin actresses that's so smoking hot. I can't think. But she did that. The one married to the billionaire. She did that, I think. I just find that weird, right? Salma Hayek, right? She did that. I find that odd. I'm sorry. Who does that? Like, and now what are you going to get charged with, right? Because you got to charge somebody with that. Anthony says it's going to be sexual assault. I don't know about that. Child endangerment? She says, to me, a criminal act was committed against him. Not only did you put your breast on my son, you also made my son sick because he's lactose intolerant. Damn, drop the gat. That's insane. That is insane. And who has breast milk to spare? That's the other thing. Like, oh, by the way, I didn't know if you know, I'm lactating. Happens all the time. Okay, odd. No, you can't feed anybody. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program. I'll try to interpret it as best as possible. 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. And check out the podcast. Go to ChadBensonShow.com. You can grab it right there. For Anthony, for Scotty, for Phil, my name's Chad Benson. We'll get you over the hump tomorrow on Night Night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.